It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Let's talk some baseball, like 2023 version. As you might have noticed, I generally don't write many stories about Major League Baseball on our site. I do like baseball. I started playing in the fifth grade and continue to play through junior high school. Though I might have been a reliable hitter, defense, just like in basketball, became a liability once I moved into the outfield. Now, if you ask anyone who wears glasses like I do while they're playing sports, playing outfield under the lights in a night game is a very big challenge. Once that white baseball gets launched up into the sky under those white lights during a night game, it becomes a very nervous moment for us spectacled outfielders. Due to the glare of the lights, every fly ball becomes a real adventure. And let's just say that I was very happy when that ball was always hit to somebody else during a night game. A baseball game, though, is a great place to spend quality time with your family and friends. I prefer to watch college baseball during this time of year in the spring, LSU games in particular. The Men's College World Series in Omaha and the Women's Softball World Series in Oklahoma City are both incredibly entertaining events to watch during early June. And then by August, right before football season, I usually pay a little bit more attention to Major League Baseball as the playoff races start to actually get serious. This spring, though, Major League Baseball deserves a little bit more of our attention. In 2023, MLB has finally implemented a few significant changes to the game. Traditionally, baseball has been very slow to adopt any changes at all. Decreasing attendance and lagging television ratings, though, have sparked some changes to the sport. According to the MLB website, there are three major rule changes this year which have been implemented, which fans like you and I need to become more familiar with. Number one is the pitch timer. Yes, this rule change is the one that most of us have wanted for at least a few decades. There is a 30-second maximum time between each batter coming to the plate. And once that batter settles in, the pitcher then has 15 seconds to deliver the ball, as long as there are no runners on base. Now, if somebody happens to make it on base, the pitcher is allotted an additional 5 seconds, up to 20 seconds, to throw the ball to home plate. The pitcher also gets two so-called disengagements. Now, that can be used for a pickoff attempt or just to step off the mound for any reason whatsoever. And the batter is only allowed to step out of the box and call just one timeout per plate appearance, too. That is a huge improvement.
Yes!
Number two, there are shift restrictions. If you haven't noticed it over the last few years, more and more baseball teams have been shifting their infielders and outfielders to overcompensate if a batter tends to hit the ball toward the left or right side of the field most of the time. Now this year, the new rule was adopted to effectively require defenders to remain in their traditional positions. Gone are the days of seeing three defensive players shift all the way to one side of the infield or outfield and leave gaping holes on the field. And the third change is bigger bases. Now, if they hadn't mentioned this change, I doubt that most of us fans would have even noticed. After they've tried out this concept in the minor leagues, Major League Baseball is now acknowledging that there have been more injuries as the players and their feet have grown larger over the years. The slightly bigger first, second, and third base in play today means that there's about a 3-inch reduction in the distance between home plate and this new behemoth first base bag. There's a microscopic 4.5-inch reduction in your running distance between first and second base, which is still generally 90 feet from the center of each bag. Now, the dimensions in play from second to third remain the same as well. These changes have all been tested out within the minor league baseball systems prior to implementation in Major League Baseball this year. So let's review. How well are these changes working? First, the pitch clock timer. That has been an overwhelming success. Baseball games have been criticized by most of us fans for taking way too long. In 2023, the average game times this year have dropped by 25 minutes during the month of April. Now, specifically, the average Major League Baseball game took 3 hours and 3 minutes last year. It's now down to just 2 hours and 38 minutes this season. That's a 13% reduction. And MLB game times are now their shortest since the year 1984. One interesting complaint I've read about these speedier games has come from the concession stand vendors. There has been a decrease in sales with less time available to sell food and beverage products this year. Related to that pitch clock timer, the larger bases are also contributing to an uptick in stolen bases in 2023. And yes, it's still 90 feet from the center of first base to the center of second base. But with the bases being slightly larger, the base runners have gained a microscopic 0.5% shorter distance to run. Now, most of the players in baseball are believing the increase in stolen bases this year are actually related to the decreased number of throws that are coming over from the pitchers toward first base. The decrease in the number of pickoff attempts at first base is due to the new limits on these pitcher disengagements we just talked about. The base runners do not have to endure countless pickoff attempts anymore, and they now feel confident to take more chances to steal second base. And Major League Baseball is going to be pleased by those results in 2023. The current increase in attempted stolen bases projects to be the highest number in more than 10 years. More action on the field helps to keep the fans more engaged at the stadium and for those watching via television. And that brings us to the changes related to the new prohibition of defensive shifts. Major League Baseball believes that this improves the likelihood of more balls being put into play and more infield and outfield hits. The league believes that these changes will showcase the athletic prowess of Major League Baseball players' ability to make difficult defensive plays from the players' natural positions on the field. Now, though I might disagree with the change regarding these defensive shifts, it's very easy to see why this has happened. Visualize right now a right-handed batter standing at the plate, hitting the baseball generally toward the left side of the infield or outfield the majority of times that he makes contact with the bat. In recent years, Major League Baseball teams have started to move the third baseman toward the left field line. The shortstop would move over more toward the traditional place where the third baseman would be, and the second baseman scoots all the way around, all the way past the bag, and toward the left side of the infield. The outfielders started shifting positions too. They would move further to the left side of the outfield based on the statistical probability that the batter generally will not drive the ball toward the open, vacated right side of the field. Now, these defensive shifts have been leaving a gaping hole on one side of the infield and the outfield, but it's up to the batter to execute a very difficult swing modification in order to exploit this defensive overshift. And it's difficult to time a baseball swing to hit a 100-mile-per-hour fastball coming right at you. This has been made worse in recent years after MLB hitters have been instructed by their managers to swing for the fences on nearly every at-bat. Why? Well, that's a specific example of analytics being used by sports teams and having a very negative effect on the sports fans. The offensive statistics have led baseball managers to encourage batters to try to hit a home run on almost every swing rather than try to get just any type of base hit. And with that big swing mentality, recent years have yielded a surge in the number of strikeouts from batters. Home baseball fans do not like to see their favorite players striking out 2 or 3 times per game. And this recent swing for the fences mentality in baseball mirrors why basketball teams have begun to take so many of those 3-point shots in recent years too. Even with a lower conversion rate from a 2-point shot, the statistics confirm that the results are generally more effective for the team. Remember, generally more effective. So it's bombs away! In response to baseball's long ball offensive mentality, the defenses have quickly adapted. They began to implement their own exaggerated shift. Most of today's hitters lack the required bat control to be able to take advantage of those massive defensive overshifts, and the batter had become statistically unlikely to hit that baseball to the wide open side of the field. So the defense has been increasingly winning this chess match, and that's led to fewer runs being scored in baseball games, and a very bad look with the increased strikeouts for the home team's batters. Major League Baseball took this bold step to implement the changes, and they deserve a lot of credit for taking some risk. The league is now actively attempting to increase fan satisfaction with shorter baseball games and more runs being scored. And after the first month of play in April, it appears that the changes have generally succeeded. The players and the baseball fans are growing more accustomed to these adjustments. Through the first month of the 2023 baseball season, attendance is up nearly 5% over last year in 2022. Perhaps it's the novelty of seeing these changes in person driving much of the renewed interest in baseball. But for whatever reason in 2023, Major League Baseball is happily accepting any and all positive trends. I'm Swamp Swami.